listening to Hot Talk with Jill Tracy, produced by Missy Bailey on Hot 105. I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't really mind. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some.
We're back on Hot Talk. He's going to soon stop talking about traffic. All right. We have got in the studio Keon McGee. We were talking about what is the name of the program? Doesn't the program have a name? Yep. Kenny L. McGee about the South Day Driver's License Reinstatement Day. It just passed on Thursday. They had over 300 people reinstated for less than $100. Some of them had up to $17,000 in tickets, parking and otherwise. And they have been reinstated and they are back on the road. They are no longer riding dirty. And if you would like to be one of those people, is it just South Dade?
No, it's not just South Dade. It was. Because it's the first one, it was hosted in South Dade, okay, in my district.
All right. So I have Katina on. Katina online too. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk, Katina. Katina? Or maybe it's Roderick.
Yes, Roderick.
Hi, Roderick. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a question for Representative McGee?
Well, yes, I have a question and a comment.
Green.
I was in my car, riding in my car, my properly insured car with my current tag and my current driver's license in my pocket, riding along, listening to the representative talk about some of the people he had helped, and I've just been listening at some of the numbers you guys have been quoting, and I'm thinking to myself, who wants a person who has 100 traffic citations on the road with them? Who wants a person who has $17,000 in traffic violations on the road with them?
Well, Roderick, you know, things happen.
I understand things happen. I've had things to happen, too. But, you know, 100 traffic citations.
Okay.
And then I understand the program. And listen, our people need help. Our people need help. They need help getting jobs. They need help doing that. But 100 traffic citations means someone has absolutely no regard for the law.
Well,
or the traffic rules. And those fines are for deterrent. And obviously, they're not working.
So the issue, Roderick, here is that let's just say that the person really didn't. You know, and they've turned their life around, but they have those tickets hanging over their head. I'm not exactly sure what your idea, your thought is behind that.
And if I may, Joe, that's okay.
Please, go ahead.
And Roger, let me just put it to you this way. And you made a great analysis, a great assessment. However, you have to realize that the majority of these citations were probably going through toll lanes and not paying the traffic paying the the toll tickets. So it's not as if this person is a virtual person who
those tolls are crazy. The reality of it is, they get out of control.
He's talking.
I understand that. I guess I didn't factor that into my thought process there. I'm thinking, you know, if these are like, you know, stoplight violations or, you know, changing lanes or things like that, that's one thing. But those tolls get crazy.
Yeah, no,
I understand that.
I know, and we're with you.
And that answers my question.
Right, and we're with you on this one. Let me tell you, as a former prosecutor, I can tell you, again, if a person shows some sort of indication of a public safety concern, let me be the first to tell you, I'll be the first one to make sure that person is dealt with accordingly. But as we've seen over time, these traffic citations can really escalate to numbers that you and I have seen friends and families with that have taken them out of the equation for being a safe driver on the highways of Miami-Dade County.
I understand that. That sort of pampers my concerns.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Dallin, for your call. And we have one more. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. And goodbye. All right. We do thank you for your call, Roderick. And so now the next one will be set up. You'll let me know.
I'll definitely let you know. You'll be the first and foremost. Again, you guys have been very good to us. Down in the South Dade area, the Miami-Dade area, but I expect the second one to be one that's really going to require a bigger venue,
Yeah, I think so.
And we're going to have a great time and ensure that public safety concerns are addressed with these drivers on these roads.
And you're doing a really good thing because, I mean, I can't say I understand what Broderick's saying because I don't. Because, I mean, really, because people, you know, it says I'm really hesitant with people who don't see the possibility of redemption for somebody who's done some, you know, we're talking about parking tickets. We're not talking about murder and mayhem, you know, and for whatever reason, like as off air, you were discussing with me somebody that may have been in trouble with the law and with the jail. And that time, the things just started racking up that were there, you know, before they went and then they're out. And now they've got all of this piled on them when they've just made a fresh start. So it's a wonderful thing that, you know, you were cognizant of that to say, hey, what are these small steps that we can make to get people back on the road to being in the system? Because at the end of the day, the most important thing is you get back in the system and you become a registered voter and you are part, you know what I'm saying? And you can make a difference because that's the only way. All of these little things keep you out of the system.
Right. And to close on exactly what you're saying is this. Redemption is key. Public safety concern is equally there. But at the same time, we just got to realize that a driver's license in this county is paramount. It is important to have. And again, I just thank you guys for being there, making sure that the word got out. We received thousands of calls. And again, this is going to spark the second one, which is, I'm going on the record to say it's more than likely it's going to be the largest one yet.
Awesome. Representative Keon L. McGree, thank you so much for coming in. You have one more. I know that's for him. And before I get into this concoction that Troy has come in here with that is over here bubbling and boiling and toiling. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Hi, Kurt Sr. on line one. Okay, he's gone. Keon, thank you so much for coming in. And I will be the first to know, and you will be the first to know, as soon as the next one is scheduled.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local. Produced by Missy Bailey.